Good morning, this is Mitch Gaynor with your weekly wrap of Glasshouse Country Mullaney News and Sentinel headlines. Sunshine Coast Council has approved a scaled-back tourist park at Glasshouse Mountains following months of community debate. It's a controversial project that's taken time to get approval, and the revised project includes 8 cabins and 12 camping sites, with councillors imposing extremely strict conditions covering traffic, noise, lighting and environmental management. So there'll be more of that story this week. The Glasshouse Country RSL sub-branch, it looked like it might go under, but it's actually last week was able to elect a new leadership team ahead of its 80th anniversary celebrations later this year. So we talked to the new president, Danny Cooper, about his goals for the branch in the next 12 months. The countdown is on for the Mullaney Agricultural Show this weekend. Organisers are promising one of the biggest events in recent years, with monster trucks, freestyle motocross, fireworks, country music, horse events, wood chopping, and I believe the weather is looking pretty good. So this Friday, Saturday, May 29 and 30, head along to Mullaney. It'll be a great couple of days out. And we've got a story about the historic Glasshouse Mountains tourism property. It's Queensland's Cobb and Co. Heritage site has been listed for sale. Long-term owner and Glasshouse local Steve Ralph says the sprawling caravan park, museum and theatre complex is ready for new ownership after decades of development and restoration work under his watchful eyes. Over at Somerset, at the Sentinel, we've got Somerset Regional Council officially adopting its 5-year corporate plan ahead of big growth expected across the region ahead of the Brisbane 2032 Olympics. Mayor Jason Wendt says the strategy focuses on balancing infrastructure growth with protecting the region's rural lifestyle and township character. We've also got Woodford craftsman Brock Catley has won the $10,000 William Baylor's commemorative prize at the 2026 Sunshine Coast Wootha Prize. His sculptural timber artwork titled Beginnings took top honours at the Sustainable Woodworking Exhibition. That's a big prize and well-deserved for Brock. So check out those pictures of his creation in this week's paper. And we also had the Glassies Awards held last week. That's the 10th year that Glasshouse MP Andrew Powell has held the Glassies, celebrating local businesses and employees. 17-year-old apprentice butcher Hunter Juffs from Ledger's Country Butchery in Woodford claimed Gold Employee at this year's awards. So well done to him. We've got a little profile on Hunter this week. And also the Caboolture Show returns June 5 to 7 with 3 huge days of rides, rodeos, motocross stunts, monster trucks and fireworks. It's showtime. It's everywhere. So head along to that one for sure. That's the wrap of Glasshouse Country and Sentinel headlines this week. Pick up a paper this week and I'll talk to you next Monday. This is Mitch on 101.5.